Tess, yeah.
No, not a Tess. Ches. Ches on a base, I think. Were you on a base?
Turn the page.
So, let's start. Since we're going there, let's start. I think we're up to Chatagui Choling. Let's start from the bottom of Tesla and Alpha. It's two dots. Tesla and Alpha at the bottom. Zosha Tola, a non Kohen who took the true, did the true Methodesha. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chai, Rabbi Yochanan said he's liable. Shemin Lakish Hamar Potter, he's exempt. Matar Shemin Lakish, what's the local reason Shemin Lakish? Avodah's Maton, it says, an Avodah which is a gift, the Avodah which gives to the Mizbech, you chayv. Yotashu Shuba Rom, as opposed to Shumat Hadeshin, where you're taking away from the Mizbech. Matar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the large Rabbi Yochanan, who says you're chayv for this? But the chold bar Mizbech, for any matter of Mizbech, including Shumat Hadeshin, a Zohar, is liable for doing it. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Moshe Rav said, "Arba avodos. The four avodos shekoyin mischayev aleim bivachutz. The shekoyin is liable for doing outside the Beis Hamikdash. Zar mischayev aleim bifnim. Zar is liable for doing them in the Beis Hamikdash. Veizazu, and which are these? Zuak Torah, putting the limbs on the mizbeach. Zrika, doing zrika zodam." Nisu Chamayim and the libation of water via yain and wine. But Shumas Hadesh is not mentioned by the Ask your Shemalokish, and so Shemalokish says you're exempt. Levi Omar Filo Shumas Hadesh? No. Shumas Hadesh also, Kohen is liable for doing it outside, and the Zohar is liable for doing it inside. Ask Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan, this is one of the Avodas which you're Chayiba. What if a Zohar goes up to the top of his back and starts raking the coals or stirring the coals? You're not giving anything. I'm sorry, going to Rabbi Yochanan is asked to do his bath, so you're chayv. For Shimon Lakish, you're not putting anything in his bath, so you remain potter. Holti Shar Adeshin. What if you took out the rest of the deshin other than the Trumas Adeshin? A Zohar took out the other deshin from the Mizbeach. So the Fluke of Rabbi Yochanan for Shimon Lakish, it's also Machlokas. The Shem Rabbi Yochanan Shem Lakish, Koran Rabbi Yochanan has to do with the Mizbech, because Shem Lakish is not giving anything to the Mizbech. That's like the opinion which holds that Acherim means you have to wear other garments when you take out the Deshem, which means it's still an Avoda of a Kohen. So therefore, Zohar does use Chayim. Ram Kumandar, but like the opinion says Acherim means the rabbis Bali Mum, even a Baal Mum can take out the rest of the Deshen other than the Trumas Hadeshen, the rest of the ashes. Uzor or Baal Mum, there's no quality between a Zor and a Baal Mum. So just like a Baal Mum is okay, a Zor would also be okay, and it would not be Chayim. This is where we got up to last night. Hakum Bodim Zor should see them Marocha Shalaitim. Everybody agrees that if a Zor arranged the wood on the fire, Shuchayim, that he's liable. Amar Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira said, not all the wood, because all the wood, that's just making a pyre, that's not part of the Avodah. Uvavad b'shnei zira yeitzim, shakotha ma'asir leiv. Rather, it's only the two logs of wood, which the Torah said, you have to arrange, right? B'shnei zira yeitzim are the culmination of the Avodah, that's the primary component of the Avodah, and for those, if a Zohar does them, he's chayim, because that's the type of Avodah. But should Vajna zirate him? I assume he's coming. Well, he didn't tell me he's not coming, so. Vajna zirate him, Shakosim azir lane, Lavodis kahuna, but he didn't tell me for sure he's coming either, so I don't know if you. Yeah. We can try calling him if you have Nachenu. Vajna zirate. Oh, I think I have his number. Uvach near exeriates him. A little bit, little gimel. Uv the yain mishpot. Uvach near exeriates him. Only as long as it's those two logs of wood, shakosam azir alein, of which the pasuk tells us, lavodas kuna, that they must be done by kohanim. V'nasum ne'aron a kohen eshom izbeach baruch hu etzim. It says that the children of Aaron should put the fire on the Mizbeach, and they should put the fire, the wood on top of the fire. Tani Rabbi said, Minayim Latzosis Al Isa, how do we know that the ignition of the fire, Shlotei Ela B'Kohen Kosher, should only be done by a kosher coin? Uvit Lishar is wearing garments of Guna, because Tam Loma, because the post says, the Nosu B'nei Aaron HaKohen, the children of Aaron, should be the ones to put Eish on the Mizbeach to put the fire in the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Shimon says, isn't that obvious? Chiyolas HaLev, Lev, did you ever think Shazor Karev HaGave Mizbeach? That is, that they're going to actually let a non-coin go up on top of Mizbeach? It's unheard of. He came, Loman Emar Benosim Ne'aron HaKohen Eish Alam Mizbeach. So what does it mean that the children of Aaron should put Eish Alam Mizbeach on top of Mizbeach? Teaches us that the ignition of the fire should only be on the top of his back, meaning you should, I guess it means when you're lighting the fire, you should take your flint and your, you know, your flint stones and your wood and light the fire on top of his back, as opposed to doing it down below and bringing it up, okay? So you have to ignite the fire on top of his back. Hesivun, now they ask, wait a minute. Here it sounds like Ravida learns that this person that a coin's got to do the vote of igniting the fire. What about the next? This part says, "Vaksivayesh mizbeach tukabolos ichber." Says the fire in the mizbeach should burn; it should not extinguish. And the end of the pasuk is critical. Yushami, for some reason, drops the end of the pasuk and says, "Uvier Allah hakohen 18 baboker baboker." The coin should light the fire, right? So it should be a fire, and the Kohen should light the fire. Mikan, but the problem is that here, La'atzosei shalotei l'brosh mizbech, divi Rabbi Yehuda, from this pasuk, which essentially says the same thing as the last pasuk. See, the pasuk on top says, Nosim ne'aron ha'kohen eishol mizbech, or a kuh eitzim. Here it says, Ve'eishibech lo sikhbel, azbech tukha bo sub lo sikhbel, ovi'er le'a ha'kohen eitzim. So from this pasuk, you learn something else. From the first pasuk, he learns that it has to be quiet. Here he's learning that it's got to be done on top of his back. Shlotei el brosh mizbech, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. B'chav shitas of Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda, tamunu tzricha koyin kosher. From there, he learns you have to have a kosher koyin. Because who ain't a tzricha koyin kosher? So here it doesn't say anything about requiring kosher koyin. Here it just says that it has to be on top of Mizbeach. So how do we reconcile these two things? So my answer is Pasha. Rabbi Tanchum Bar Yehuda, Machma Minon, Ember Rosh Mizbeach, Zor. You can derive it. If it has to be done on the top of Mizbeach, so we know Zor can't do it. In other words, every time, Rabbi Yehuda's really learning the same thing from both Pesukim. It's just in each price is stressing something else. But the two things go together. If it's got to be done at the head of the Mizbeach, it has to be done by Kohen. And if it's got to be done by Kohen, it has to be done by the head of the Mizbeach. So the two things go together. You can learn either thing from both Pesukim. Why both Pesukim have to be written, I don't know. But both Pesukim teach the same thing. A Torah, the fourth to last line. Torah b'yichis b'yichoso haruah. If you do Chumas Sedeshin and the wind scattered whatever you were towing, okay, you took it off, and it scattered. So we yotzi anyway. Tifluk to them, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. So my close is Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. It's a very interesting parallel here, which ultimately Yushalmi is going to be very displeased with. So Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Komet shenos l'gabe ishim. If you put the komets of the mincha, right, the kisvul from the mincha, on the fire, v'tichos ruach, and the wind scattered it. The Shricha Achroina, when the last bit is scattered, the Skapra of Island, and atonement has achieved, the Yotzi Shirayim Edei Me'ila, and the Shirayim, whatever is left over, are no longer susceptible to Me'ila, they can be consumed by the Kohanim. That's Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if scattered by the wind, you are not Yotzi. Rather, Mishiochaza or Berubo. You have to have the fire consume most of the comet. Ma Berubo, what does the majority mean? Berubo shall comet mean the majority of the comet, in other words, 51% of the comet. of rov kol peira peira, 51% of each clump of dough which is in the komet. Now we do not know. But in any event, the same machlokas would be, we'll come back to actually Isamris, Beshema, Isamris also said, rov kol peira peira Isamris. Because we mean each and every clump. Asher b'chizkei Rabbi Yuna, Rabbi Bar, Rabbi B'chia, B'shem Re'ochot said, Barov kol preyder preyder samus. You have to have the majority of each and every clump. Now, according to this, so the same halakha should apply by Trumas Hadeshim. According to Rabbi Chanina, even if the wind scatters of you. I said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, no. You have to do the mitzvah with it. Which means that if it's scattered by the wind, you're not Yoytze. Okay? The Gemara is going to reject this ultimately. It's going to say it's a flawed comparison, but not yet. In the meantime, we're going off on a tangent here. Tarim Chetzi, or rather, we're going to omit another issue, related issue. Tarim Chetzi, what if you only did Trumas Hadeshim, half of it, and then did the other half afterwards? So again, Tiflug says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi this time. Tarim Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Komet Shekidish B'Kli, once you made the Komet Kadosh, by putting it into a Kli Shalis, B'Kiro, Filu Shum Shmin, even when you put in the Mizrach, you put it on like sesame seed by sesame seed, little by little, yotza. So to here, if you did it half-half, you did it as well. Rishim Levi Omer, Masnisi Lo Omer Kein, not true. Elihikti Bekom Tzopa, Mayim Kshero. You can't do it little drop by little drop, or little clump by little clump, rather, you had two times. You can, in other words, you can put half the comments on, and then the other half, but not more than two times. You can't do it in thirds, or quarters. Chaim Brokul Shem, Rishim Levi said, Enk mi tepochot mishnei zesim. Interesting, it is really following up. He says there's no kmita of less than two zaysim. Minimum is two zaysim. This has to hold two zaysim. These zaysim are very small, obviously, right? And the ain aktora pochusamik zays, and you can't do it more than two times because the aktora could be no less than a zays. So you can divide your kmita in two, but not in more than two.
We must have my focus to what actually how you measure kazayas. It's two different
no,
ways.
I think we had a machlokas in the Bavli where there's such a thing as a shear by kmitza. So I don't think there's such a thing. I think in the Bavli talk, and now that you jog my memory, there never was a shear given for kmitza. It's only here that we actually have seen a proposal of the shear for kmitza. Mm-hmm. And the Yushami, of course, doesn't like this either. Kmitza relates to show me how to quench a yoda, marzekas, kushnezes, and possum, and avoida. If you have a crunch that has small hands, how are you going to do the avoida? The Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question. Tarim b'smol. What if the Truma Session with your left hand? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi. Moses, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Komet Shekidesh B'Kli, a Komet which was put, consecrated by being put in a Kli, B'Kira, then he put in a Mizbech, Ben B'Yad, Ben B'Kli, whether with hand or whether with a vessel. Ben B'Min, Ben B'Smol. And it can even be with your left hand, right? However, and it's all kosher. Yehuda b'Rebbe Omer, oh, it should be mechatas, not bechatas. Either we learn from mechatas that you have to put it with your hand on the mizbeach because the chatas blood was put with your hand, was put with implied with the hand. Or me'asham, we learn from an asham, the keli, you put the koma to the keli mizbeach because asham put it with the keli on the mizbeach. But bilvad b'yemi, you must use your right hand, not your left. A tivun to ask a question like this. So the same would be true, of course, by Trumas Hadeshim. A tivun they ask, what time did we learn? Kib el mina, if somebody accepted the blood with his right hand, but also as well, then put the blood in his left hand from the regular korban. Yachsu el mina, he puts it back in his right hand. Says the Gemara, im small hu machzir. Now it's a typo here. It should be according to Gilead Ephraim. It should be im small hu machzir the yamin. Not on his back. In the small machzir yamin, if you put the dam in your left hand, you put it back to the right hand. That means the left hand is not regarded as being as if you put it on the ground, because blood once it put on the ground, according to everybody except Rabbi Yehuda, who says you could scoop up from the ground, but according to everybody else, it's possible once it hits the ground. So mostly, if you put the blood in your left hand, it's not possible, right? You put it back in your right hand. So in the small mass you mean lokoshkein lebezek. So also the same thing should be true about a mincha. Okay, if you brought the mincha in your left hand, but take it back and put it in your right hand. And somehow they knew the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you put it in your left hand, the mincha is no good anymore. Why not? you can switch back from left to right. You can switch back also here from left to right by the blood. So allowed by mincha as well. So Amar Rabbi Law, Rabbi Law said no. Imshani Adam, if somebody said this brisa, this strange language. If somebody said this brisa, Rabbi Law is Rabbi Shai and Shim and Shani. It's only those of Shim and Rabbi Yos, you the Rabbi doesn't have to go like it. The title of Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Shim and Oimer, and a Tzirah Kiddush Bezer. Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Shim and Oimer, that you do not require the mincha to the mincha to have a sanctity in the kli sharis. So therefore, you can put it back from your right hand to your left, from your left hand to your right hand. But according to Rabbi Yosef, you the Rebbe, once you put it in the left hand, it's improperly sanctified, and you can't return it back to the right hand.
Isn't the kli sharis by itself a sanctified kli? So
yeah.
So
no, look. The Tari Elizabeth Shimon Omer, I'm sorry, the Asid, the Rabbi Elizabeth Shimon, we see this Rabbi Shimon Ovi. Elizabeth Shimon follows Rabbi Shimon's father. The Tanina Tanon we learned over there, Shalob Kli Sharis, if you put a mincha, if you didn't put a mincha in a Kli Sharis, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon Maksha, because Rabbi Shimon holds the Kli Sharis by mincha superfluous. And I assume he holds the same thing by the blood. And that's why the blood, of course, you have to hold the blood in the kli sharis because how else are you going to transport the blood in your hands? But it's not that the kli sharis has a specific value to it.
It's not.
We hold that way. No, but this Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, going like his father, Rabbi Shimon, right? Because we argue on him, but like Rabbi Shimon, his father, so it's not mocking, right? That's how he's doing. That's how you can go back, okay? Maikadun. Rabbanan, how do you explain this now? Rabbanan, these fluent kli sharis. Rabbanan requires kli sharis. Tzichlon yamin, they hold once it goes in the left hand, it's no good. Right? Rishim lays the kli sharis, but tzichlon yamin, it doesn't require a right hand either. So if you hold that kli sharis is just the means of transporting, so it doesn't have to be in the left hand, right hand, it can be in the left hand too. So the kli sharis is part and parcel of the avoda, so it has to be specifically in the right hand. Okay? Amrei man of itzmiyah. Now, all the comparisons just made, we reject, or we don't like them. I'm astounded. This whole plot was full of comparisons between Truma Sedeshin and putting the claimants of the Mincha on the Mizbech and how we do that. Below Damilu Kamitza, the comparison is off. The comparison shouldn't be between Truma Sedeshin and Akhtor. Akhtor is not it's not an essential component. It's not the component of the mincha which we should be looking at. Rather, we should look at the knitzah. Because Trumas Hadash, true Haktor is like Zrika Saddam. But Trumas Hadash is not like Zrika Saddam. Trumas Hadash is like knitzah. You're taking a little bit of the ashes out of the pile. If anything, the putting of the dashin down, wherever we put it down, should be like the Haktor. Right? But not the taking up of the dashin, right? The low diamond el kmitzah. It's the only comparable to kmitzah. It's zubarama and zubarama, right? They're both picking up. Veherim, right? It says veherim by Truma Sedeshin. Vein veherim el. So now we're switching gears again. Vein erim el b'shashir. You should know. It says obviously when it says Truma Sedeshin says veherim means you're leaving some behind. Just like kmitzah also says veherim and leaving some behind. Asher tochal. Now this causes us a problem. It says asher tochal. You should pick up the dash and asher tochal. Asher shalom is there. And achila kizayis. Achila means a kizayis. So you have to pick up a kizayis full of consumed coals. Okay. Now what about like this? Laya bekulo kizayis was a lean day in the Beis Hamikdash. There was only kizayis with the ashes on top of the mizbeah all together. So what do you do then? Helito mikdashay not yochol. Take part of it, you can. Shane book zeis. He's not taking zeis. Vidos kuloin yochel. You can't take all of it. Shane kanshir would be nothing left. So you're stuck, right? What are you supposed to do? Excellent question. So good. Yerushalmi, of course, did not answer it. Okay? Verima shertochel eish. You have to take that which a fire consumes. Yochel eish. Okay, take actually the wood. Tamuloimar oilo. No, it's got to be oilo. Well, that means something which is consumed. Ioilo yochle bariola. That maybe means actually limbs of the yola, which are in the mizbeach. Tamblomar Asher Tocha Lois. That which the fire consumed. Okay, so what do you do? Chayta mina mulcholos apnimios. You shovel out from the consumed inner coals on the pyre, the yoyrate, and you go down in order to pick up as much as you possibly can of those fine ash. Mitzalakti meshleitzim. Now, when getting back to setting up the fire on top of the mizbech, it's best to put the fire before the wood. Mishneh, as it says, v'orchu eitzim ala esh. Put the fire on the wood. Kodem eitzim. Kidem eitzim le'esh. Should be the other way around. I didn't change it in my Gemara, but it really should be kidem eitzim le'esh. Should be kidem eitzim le'esh.
Right.
Cool. Should be first the fire and then the wood. No, mitzvahatim eitzim le'esh. The fire before the wood. And they would put the eitzim ala esh.
Are you going to have
the
fire before the wood?
You put like the starting logs, you know, like the way you start a bonfire.
Good question.
I think it should be, my argument should be changed. I don't understand what the Korban and Bnei Moshe are doing. It's simple as bra. Because even the Pasuk said, or who ate the Malois, right? So I would change it. I would say it's supposed to be Kidem Eish Leitzim. So much so they didn't notice when I was preparing. They just assumed that that's what it's saying. Okay. See there, actually, low Torah. What happens if you put the next day's pyre together before you do the Truma Sadesh? So Mashchil, so you dig down the Torim, the fire can, if necessary, you remove some wood to the Torim. In other words, the assumption is that there's still fine ash under the wood which you put on top of it. So you dig down in order to take out some of that ash to do Truma Sadesh. Rabbi Yaakov Barachar Amar Chil Peshaw. Could we ask the following question? Interesting question. Well, not so interesting, but moderately interesting. Could we show Komet Shinoso Agabi Marechus Lila? You put a claimant of this day on the Marocha, which is still there the night before. In other words, you didn't make a new Marocha. You put a claimant of the next day on top of the Marocha of yesterday. So what's its status? Mine. So says, what are you talking about? Lomas Nizani? Isn't it obviously a Mishnah? You can't do anything before the Tamid Shul Shachar. What are you putting claimants in the Mincha on yesterday's wood? It's no good. So it says Gemara, Masnis in the Mitzvah. No, that's a Mitzvah. Matri Chalei, what are we asking the equal? What about the Bi'evin? In other words, it's a Mitzvah that should probably go first. But Bi'evin, the Tamid didn't go first. What about the claimants you put on beforehand? We don't answer. Another question. Where the claim is Mitami, the way the Korban Eder, the Gilyan Hashasa is Mitami stands outside the base of Mikdash. You know, by touching one of the things Mitami with them, like Sefer Torah, which is the Tumah de Rabbana. So, and then he answered the base of Mikdash, which is Avod, is the Tzitz Maratza on that. Right? What's the status? Yodai Machi Pasim Shum Yaitse. What if you stick your hands outside the Beis HaMikdash? They become tummy because they left the Beis HaMikdash, even though your body stayed in the Beis HaMikdash. That's more of a lot of Masnisin. Isn't it? Bishul Kiddush Yodav Raglav Vinitmu. The son of Zokaj's hands and feet, and they became tummy. Matbilan Vehein Torah. You could think of Nick when they become Torah. Yotza Loni Slumishum Yotze. So when they went out, Okay. Let me go back to the beginning of the three lines back. Yudai Maushi Posum Shriyati. Rambas Isa is a Mishal Kiddush Ode Viraglov. Beneath me, my Pilon Vein Toros. Where do you go to the Mikvah? No. Some is in the baseline. There's a Mikvah base Mishal, only going Goro. You go to Sharmayim or you go outside. I think Sharmayim is only those only for the Kohen Gadol. But in any event, you go to the mikveh outside. So then when you come back in, it doesn't say you have to do Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim again. You might have to do another Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Yatzo Lohim Sub Shem Yotzer didn't become possible because you left the base of Mikdash. So says the Gemara, that's true. You're right. This price would be a good ride, but Asa Kamanda Ma Ein Alina Poselos Be Adayim. That's contingent on another sheet which we have not yet mentioned, which is that Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim doesn't get possible overnight. If the coin was up all night, doesn't have to do Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim the next day. Yeah. But our shaila is Matzu Baram Hocha Commander Marlina Bosels Be Adayim. Our shaila is what about a coin's opinion, which holds that if a coin was up all night, even though it was up all night, the next morning it's Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. So Shaila is also a coin who leaves the base on Mikdash and comes back. Does he Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim? Of course you don't answer it. Now, Ma'o Shei Posel Meshuvah Chutzras Ma'at. What if you Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim in the middle of the night? Before daybreak. Does it work for the next day? And we know that if you stay overnight, so you need a new one. But what if you did it in the middle of the night? So it's more of a lot of Masis is not a Mishra Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim HaYoyim La'Vodosh HaMachor. It says you can be Mekadosh HaDayim Raglayim today for the next, early in the morning or before daybreak for the next day. So you see that you're allowed to do it even before the Avodah of the day start. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Truma Sadeshin Tchilas Avodah Shomachar. A new issue. Truma Sadeshin is the beginning of the Avodah the next day. The Torah Mekadosh HaDayim Raglayim Min HaKiyor. You have to be Mekadosh HaDayim Raglayim from the Kiyor HaMeshuka B'mayim, which is the Kiyor at night was lowered by pulleys into the ground, into a body of water, it seems, which kept it fresh. So Lina Shindukur. So what happens, according to the Shumas Hadeshin, he pulls up the pulley, Mekadosh HaDayim Raglayim puts it back in the ground. Why? So it should become possible when? At daybreak. Because the old lina occurs at daybreak. So therefore it's in the ground already, you pick it up, and you wash, and then you put it back down. No, he holds lina occurs at nightfall. So Mikavichamosa Yom Luila, once you went from day to night, and the kior was in the ground then, die. That's sufficient. So therefore once the coin raises in the middle of the night, he can leave it raised. He doesn't have to put it back in the ground. Chavrai B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, like I told you, in Rabbi Yochanan, they said, no, once he picks up, he's got to put it back down. Now, it seems like the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan, says, Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim B'Yoyim Ein Tzarech L'Kachem B'Laila. Mekadosh HaDayim Raglayim during the day, and you're continuing on watch that night to put the limbs and back limbs back, you don't need another Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Like Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Chaim Yosef should, because Rabbi Chaim Yosef said, when does lina occur? At nightfall. So if you stay on watch, you should need another Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Because according to the opinion that Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim becomes possible lina, right? And vice versa, Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim, Belayla, Torah L'Kadcha B'Yoyim, Yibir Rebbe. You Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim at night, not like we learned before. You do have to make Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim during the following day. Rabbi Shimon says, even you're involved in the avodah for 3 days straight. Ain't a tzav kaisha dover aglov. You don't need a new kaisha dover aglov. Shein alina poselos bi yadai mishore avodos. Alina does not post your hands when you continue to the avodah. Avodchilos avodah tzarech. Only the beginning of the avodah, right? But in other words, when you have an interruption. You're beginning afresh, but if you went 3 days straight, then you don't need a new Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim. Since you start, once you started, you do not need one in the middle. Why only 3 days, not 4 days? Why did you pick 3 days, not 4 days, not 10 days? Because a person can't go 3 days without sleeping. The maximum avoid a person can work without falling asleep is 3 days. That's what you should die in Red Lion. You don't need for 3 days after 3 days to fall asleep. That's what I mean, you should die in Red Lion then. Okay? So how's Rav Chiya Ba'yetzim? So Rav Chiya Ba'yetzim, Patri Basnisim, he learned the difference. He says now here for the next 10 lines or so, or 15 lines, a tremendous amount of mistakes. The Pnei Moshe changes the whole Gemara around. I will read you the way the Pnei Moshe changes it. Okay, basically plugs for, cuts for, it does cut and pastes throughout the Gemara here. Okay? Rechiv has to tell us how he learns the Mishnah. So he learns like this. The Brayso. So, Kidei Shulad of Ragwa Bayom. Ein Otzer L'Kacha B'Layla. If you're Kacha Dan Raglaim today, you don't have to be Kacha night. Which is, of course, not like he said, because he said nightfall is what makes the impossible. So he says that's why about Bishiore Avodos, that's why about if you're continuing in Avodos. He agreed, the Rebbe, actually, the Tanakama here, says if you're beginning in Avodos, then you don't, if you can't Avodos during the day, you continue at night. Now, next few words you erase and put instead, Balaiva. What if you began at night? So Torah Kachamiyom still have to be Makadish the next day. Divi Rebbe. So Rebbe Chiya Ba'yetzim, he can't hold like Rebbe. That's clear. But he can hold like Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. And that's what we're about to learn. Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Afilu Osuk Ba'avodah Kol Shlosha, Eino Tzorech Makadish Yod V'Raglov. If he's involved for 3 days straight, he doesn't have to be Makadish Yodayim Raglaim. She'ein Halina Poselas. Because Lina is not poisel your dime, and the next word should be Bain Bitchilas Avoida Ben Bishor Avoidus. It never passes the hands, whether you're beginning or ending, it doesn't matter. Lina is not a problem. I just realized he really can't go like Rebbe Lezer Bishor. He has to be going like Rebbe, according to this. He has to be going like Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe Lezer Bishor, there's no Lina neither beginning nor at the end. There's never any Lina, right? Whether it's night, day, or day-night. So he must have gone like Rebbe, and he says, that which I said, that there's no, that there's lina from day, at nightfall, from day to night, that's only if you didn't begin an avoda. But if you began avoda during the day, then even I can see they continue doing it at night. That must be the way Rebbe Chiya Ba'yetzim is learning. Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah differently. The bright level in the late Kiddush Yoda Viragla Bayom, Yakashadayim Raglaim Bayom, it should be Ein Tzarech L'Kachem Balaiva. You don't have to be Mekadosh at night, regardless whether it's beginning or end of Avoda. So the Kibnei Moshe takes out the next word, B'Shiore Avodos. And that's the crux of their contention. Rabbi Chiya Ba'yetzim learned that the only time you don't have to be Mekadosh at night after the day ends, is when you began Avodah during the day and you continue it at night. However, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan learns, even if you're, as long as you're Mekadosh Yodayim Raglaim during the day, even if you're beginning a new Avodah that night, you still don't have to be Mekadosh Yodayim Raglaim. Because Lina, according to him, is not from night to, from day to night, but rather from night to day the next morning. And that's what goes on to say, but Lila, if you're Mekadosh at night, so I'll Mekadosh Yodayim, you have to be Mekadosh day, even if you're continuing the same Avodah. Even Rebbe, that's Rebbe. Rabbi Lezer Rebbe Shimon Omer, Afilu Asu Ba'avoda Kol Shlosha, even if I was involved in Avoda 3 days straight, Ein Otzer L'Kadosh Yodah V'Raglav, Yodah V'Mikadosh Yodayim Raglaim, She'ein Alina Posels V'Yadayim Lina, does not parcel the hands, and here the Pnei Moshe makes his final correction, it should be Bishore Avoda, when you're continuing to say Avoda for 3 days straight. Avtchilas Avoda, but if you begin a new Avoda, sometime in the middle of those 3 days, then Tzorach, then even Rabbi Lezer Rebbe Shimon notes holds you need a kusha dying bread line for that. Period. Nusav. End of tikkuni. Chilfei Omer. Chilfei said, Kishem Shein Lina Pozos B'Yadayim. You know what? Just like Lina doesn't parcel your hands, according to being Lina doesn't parcel your hands, Kachin Alina Pozos B'Kior. So to Lina doesn't parcel one or Kior, you don't have to put the pulley down in the ground at night. I see some plea Rabbi Chilfei. So you see, Lina doesn't, the Lina, it, ruined your Kiddush Adamer line. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon, if you lost the Bavoda Kosh, Loshen, and Tzal, Kosh, and Tzal, Rav, Loshen, and Lina, Pusel, be a dime. Right? Now, besides that, even according to the list of Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara, Habeki or Poselas, they're all my clothes about your dime. Very interesting, right? They're all my clothes about your dime, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon. But they never talk about the Kior. If even the Kior is not possible by Lina, let them argue even a bigger machloikis. What the status of the cure is, a much bigger chiddush, that the cure is not, that doesn't become possible, Belina. So it must be they only argue about your dying, because on cure they all agree that if it goes, doesn't go beneath the ground, then it passes. There's more, no. Tamidei, the top, well, not, no. Tamidei Rabbi Yochan, Mashem Chilfi Acheni. So Tamir Rabbi Yochan, this is such a good question. Tamir Rabbi Yochan, in the name of Chilpi, said, this is what Chilpi said. Rishem Chilpi Hacheni, what I'm telling you now is neither like the Kormi of Pnei Moshe. Kormi Hayes says, Hacheni means this is the way to read the Brisa. And the Pnei Moshe says, Hacheni was his name, was his last name. His name is Chilpi Hacheni. But I don't think either of the Shadim are correct. What I think it means is that Tamir Rabbi Yochan, Rishem Chilpi, said Hacheni. This is what Chilpi said. What Chilpi said is not that the Kior doesn't become possible. You can't say it. But he said Kiddush Yodav Veragul V'Chule Shein Alina Poselus Biyodai. Well, the Lina doesn't pass land, so the Kior Poselus. And even Chilpi agrees that the Kior passes, except he holds Bivad Miyom Lulaiva. He holds the Kior Bar Yosef that the Psul of Lina by hand is from day to night, not from night to day. Okay, period. New sugi. It says at the beginning of the parak that they run up the kevesh, right? They make a race to the four amas. Which one is it? Ma, beim besuch arba amas for kevesh. Is it the four amas on the ramp, right near to the beginning of the ramp, or besuch arba is the last four amas before the top is bech? So it's more. It must be the last four amas before the mizbech. Why? From that we learned that there was a case where the two people running neck and neck rutting the Olim Bekevish going up the ramp. Hodomer teaches Besoch Arba Amos Mizbech. They're running up the Mizbech together. Am Rabbi Yisrael Rebun Befeir Shai Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia learned this explicitly. Call Kodim is Chaver. Anybody precedes his friend. Betoch Arba Amos Mizbech to the last four Amos before the Mizbech. Zocha, he gets the right to Truma Sedeshin. Now that was before one guy pushed the other guy and broke up his leg, right? Now later on, he decided to make a lottery. So he said, Ma'alat Biyu. So it said in the Mishnah that he tells them all to stick out their fingers. So what? How did they stick out their fingers? Otsilat Biyu, if a guy sticks out one finger, Ma'alat Biyu, what does that Biyu mean? It says Biyu, what does that mean? Mino Tziyu Etzba, stick out the finger. Otsiachas, if a guy sticks out one finger, Moinlo, he counts for it. Stein, sticks out two fingers, Moinlo, he counts for it. Sholosh, sticks out three fingers, Emil, though, don't count. Mal Ein Moinim Lo, what does it mean, don't count him? Mal Ein Moinim Kol Ikor, Mal Ein Moinim Kol Ikor, no, Ein Moinim Lo Sisir, no, you count him, two, but not three. Arba, but I sticks out all four from this. That's a tremendous chutzpah. Hamemuna makel so bepakia. The guy in charge of the lottery hits him with his stick, or his whip, who bottle up ice, and the lottery is canceled, and you have to do it from scratch. Because it was cheating like that. Okay. Emotina will go to Mamikdash. We also didn't take out a stick out of the thumb, the base of the Shemriyara Moyen, because we said, you can go like this and spread your thumb from your finger and be counted as if you're two separate people, right? When you want to start a pious, you don't say, I'm starting from Reuven. Because maybe some people hear Reuven, they'll think it meant, you know, Shimon, or like the two names which could be similar, right? They'll say Zalman, and some of the old people think he said Kalm, right? So, El Amamuna, how did you determine starting point? Hamamuna, the guy in charge of Amabia, Mitznefto Shechri, would take off the hat of one of them. So everybody know that's where the pious started. May you know the Shemenu Yah Pious Master. Says Gemara, wait a minute. But Mechashlo Marshem Lo'avo Krovo. Maybe when he picks a number, he'll pick a number which will come out on his buddy. So let's say there are 10 Kohanim, and his buddy is number 6, so he'll pick number 6, right? So how do we prevent that? So Ezmar Kamin Kuvliar Hayuosi. So the way, there are two interpretations of Kovenate of what Kuvliar means. Either they choose stood like a chain, or they stood like a concentric circle, like springs. Like a spring going round and round. In other words, they stood in a way that made it impossible for the person in charge to actually know precisely how many Kohanim there were, unless he obviously stood there and counted meticulously. And that way, there's no possibility that he's going to pick a number which is going to come out specifically on the guy he wanted. Go from right to left. So I would count from right to left would be, if I was counting you, I'd go from you to you to you. I always around to the right, because I'm going around to your right. Okay? Tamina Rabbi Yehuda Mishem Rabbi Chilvi said, Hacheni. No, the students of Rabbi Yehuda named Rabbi Chilvi said it's like this. The opposite. This, I skipped, sorry. Ketzer of Amr Rabbi Bum Barachia, Min Ma, the time for that which it says, Misha Zoch of Akhtoris. Since it says, a person who is Zoch in the Akhtoris, Omer Lezesh, you mean it says the guy in his right. Of Atlamach, you call me the shovel. Adarma, Tishdos, you mean a pious? You always go to the right in a pious, because that's why the guy turns to his right to say, you come with me. You mean a pious? Tamidah, Rabbi Yene, B'Shem Rabbi Chiva said, no. Achene, on the contrary, this is the way it is. The smaller pious mouth, fly around like this. Hazoicha, Zoichel, you mean. And when I, interesting logic, he says, we go around like this. And then you pick the guy. If I pick you for the Torah, you pick him to help you. Why is that? So he says, very interesting logic. He says, because he's been passed over twice already. So as a consolation, we give it to him, right? Because the pious is going this way, right? So the guy to your, the guy to your left. Yeah, the guy to your left, he didn't get passed over twice already, right? He got passed over twice already, so we give it to him, as opposed to the guy on your left. So we're counting always to the left, and that's why you take the guy immediately before you, who just missed, as being your fellow. Okay? So you give it to Zeshua Paish Nepa, and Zeshua Paish Opa Mechavad, and not the guy only, over whom which will pass only once. Maitzberg Chikinim Schaver Sochar Baum Shemizber. So this is another Maitzberg brought down the Gemara in the Bavli. Maitzberg where one got the Mizberg within first. Nothal Chaver Sasakin. His friend took a knife, took a leave on, plunged it in his heart. Amar Lo Rabbi Tzadok Amar Lulam. So Rabbi Tzadok stood on the steps of the Lulam. Amar Lem, and he said to them, Shimuni Achachai B'Abba Adam. It says if you find a dead person on the ground, Yotzus Kenech V'Shaltecha, your elders and your judges go out. Where should we measure from? Mina Hechel, Mina Azoros. Should we measure from the Hechel, from the Azorah? How can we measure such a tragedy? Shanko Amabachin, so everybody started crying. Adinu Nasikin Bibchia, while they're involved in crying, Nichnas Ovishal Sotino, the father of this lad came in, Amala said, Anei Kaparaska, my old don't for you. Adain Tino Kumafar, but my son is still gasping for breath. And therefore, Lord, meet the mates of Sakin. The knife which was plunged into his heart didn't become tome. Malame teaches us, Shoisotuma Koshlem Shvichus Dome with Gnai, that they were more concerned with Tuma than with Shvichus Dome, which is of course a very derogatory comment about them. The Mashbiel says the word with Gnai was obviously put in as a later Hagah. It wasn't part of the Rishali originally. Of course, it's not so obvious, but it is reasonable to say that. It's only later put in the word with Gnai. Don't think that we're giving more value to Tuma and Dara than over Shpichus Damim. So these guys were idiots, and they had distorted values, and we should not learn from them, and we will end there.